Hey guys, it's Melissa. Welcome to another audio boom. This isn't a complaint. This is, I guess, more of a rant. Something I need to get off my chest because it's really, really bothering me. A couple of years ago, see, I always love to reach out and help people. I always love to do whatever I can to, you know, talk to them, make their lives better. There was a gal in her 40s that was going to work, getting a job. She was severely mentally disabled. I'm not going to give her name for confidentiality reasons, but we're just going to leave it at that. Anyway, at the time, I was trying to find a place for my husband to get a job. And if a place ever arises up, you know, I'll definitely take it. But at the time, I was talking to her and I thought, well, if she can get a job, my husband can certainly get a job anywhere. But she says, I have no friends, nobody likes me. She's severely, severely mentally disabled. And I felt bad for her. And she gave me her number and I said, well, sweetie, you can call me anytime. We can talk. Now, I did it because, you know, that's the thing you do. You become a good neighbor. You know, Jesus doesn't turn anyone away, and I'm not going to turn anyone away either. But now it's gotten to the point where the weirdest thing is she doesn't call me a whole lot, you know, unless something's going on. So I could go for several months without hearing from her. Well, she fell back last year early last year, I believe. She fell. And she ended up having to be sent out of the area. She was always on the bus, and I would always talk to her, and she would try to help Jeremy, and she had a good heart, and so I always tried to talk to her and to help her. But she had to get moved out of the area because she severely fell and hurt herself at her job. And she went up to Bakersfield. Now, Bakersfield is, I don't know, a long freaking drive. I think it's in Central California, I want to say. Not far from Fresno and all that, I think. I'm not very good with geography. But anyway, she got sent up to Bakersfield. And she used to call me and say, I wish I could have somebody come visit me. You know, and you can't get mad at her because this is in her mind. This girl's in her 40s. And you can't tell her, well, could you please stop doing this? You know, so she would call me like every few days. Hi, can you come see me? Or, you know, whatever. And it's sad that she has to be put in this position. Finally, I had to talk to one of her care workers up there because she would say, can you come send me something? Can you please send me something? Can you come, you know, send me something? And so finally I talked to her care worker and I said, look, I said, she has my best interest at heart. She has, I really do care about this gal, but she keeps asking me to send something. She keeps calling me at inopportune times. You know, so could this please stop? Well, for a while, she was actually at a nursing home here. And she kept saying, well, can you come visit me? Can you come visit me? Can you come visit me? And I did because, I mean, you do the right thing. You go and you visit somebody. But, you know, after I visited her, she stopped calling because I told her family and her brother. I said, look, I can't keep doing this. I said, you know, she has my best interest at heart. I love the gal, she's a sweetheart, but I can't keep doing this. This is something that she, you know, that it needs to be stopped, you guys. I really like, you know, I care for her, and if I could send a little Christmas card or something to her, you know, I would. I just have a million things going on my plate, and part of me is thinking, Melissa, come on, find some time, you know, stop making excuses, you know, you should reach out and help. But I've got a million things on my plate. I've got you know, I've got to take care of my dog. I've got a husband who has several conditions of his own. So you could say that he is not only blind, but he is mentally disabled. I've got a million things going on. So then, of course, she doesn't understand when she calls me up and says, well, can't you and Jeremy come out here and rent a hotel? But it's not like you can sit her down like somebody who can understand and say, look, I don't have the money. Who's going to pay for my transportation? Who's going to pay for my hotel bills? Who's going to pay for our food? Who's going to pay for anything, for any expenses that have accrued, you know, during this whole, you know, stay there? Who's going to pay for all of that? You can't talk to her like that. And you can't say, look, this money is not, you know, money's not cheap. Her family, they're a well-privileged family. Her parents live in Sun City, from what I hear. And that's a very wealthy retirement community for, you know, it's a very, very fancy. It's like going from living in a one-bedroom, crappy little apartment to being living in a really nice three-bedroom condo where everything is done for you. You pay these really nice condo dues, and you're so fascinating, and you're very well, you know, what do they call those people? Now the word is escaping me, but, you know, they're very, very prominent. And so they, you know, they have this, you know, some people, they talk certain like they're rich, you know, that, you know, not all the people in Sun City do that. But anyway, the point is she doesn't know the concept of money. First of all, because of her mental disability. Second of all, her family, is rather rich. And so she, you know, doesn't understand it. And we try to explain to her, my husband and I try to tell her nicely, sweetie, we can't do that. But you can come visit me and I'll help you. And no, sweetie, we can't do that. You know? And so, oh, sophisticated was the word I was trying to come up with. Some people are very sophisticated over there. But anyway, my point is this. She would call me and I would finally, I'd say, can I speak to your care worker to get your address? So I'd try to trick her into like talking to a care worker. And I would tell a care worker while she was in Bakersfield, this cannot go on. She is calling me. I love the girl dearly, but this cannot go on. 2 minutes and 7 seconds. Okay. Now, this is going to take up a second audio boo. But basically, I'm setting the stage here for what's going on now. So basically, she moves back from Bakersfield and is now living in Rancho Mirage. Now, Rancho Mirage is a pretty wealthy city. It's, you know, next city over of Palm Desert. And that's a nice place. So she's living somewhere in there. I don't want to say where she's living because, again, there's confidentiality at play here. Nice lady. And, you know, again, calls and says, hi, how you doing? But she's not calling and being a nuisance, calling every 5 minutes and going, hi. She's not doing that. But it is getting to the point where now that Christmas is coming up, she wants us to get her something. And she's an innocent young lady because of her developmental disability. But now I have absolutely no contact with the family because she's on her own. I have no contact with the family. She's living in her own place now. It's not like where she was living in a care complex where she was getting healed and she was having staff come in and care for her. I would say, could you put a staff member on the phone, please? And I would talk to them. And I would say, look, this has got to stop. I say, I love this girl dearly, but she needs to stop calling me. She's got her own cell phone. She's got my number in her cell phone. I don't mind talking to her. And every once in a while when she calls me, it's fine. Hi, how you doing? I love you. Happy holidays. She's got the mind of a little girl. And I feel so bad for her because no person should ever have to go through this situation. And I try and be an advocate for people in this situation, but I'm in a position now where I have learned through the years advocating for other people who do not want or need the help is not necessary. I've tried to advocate for young blind people here.